Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Harriet Fitch Little. This week, 9 to 5.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton was in her mid-30s and teetering between stardom and the bargain bucket when Jane Fonda convinced her to take on her first acting role in the film 9 to 5. She wrote the theme song on the back of a script, using her acrylic nails to tap out its typewriter rhythm, and later roped in extras to layer vocals. With 22 albums already under her belt, the Nashville Belle found Hollywood interminably slow. The film 9 to 5 was a workplace comedy-cum-social commentary that came out in 1980. In it, Parton plays Doralee Rhodes, a secretary whose sweet smile and abundant cleavage lead co-workers to presume she's having an affair with her much-reviled boss. They are wrong. Doralee is in fact a sleeper cell deep behind enemy lines and a key player in the plot to kidnap her misogynistic manager. The role must have hit a chord. Parton knew what it meant to be pigeonholed. She was 5 feet tall and never seen without her blonde wigs and stage makeup. Her song, 9 to 5, was the moment she proved that classifications couldn't contain her. The song hit number one on pop and country charts simultaneously, making Parton the first woman in more than 2 decades to do so. It cemented her crossover appeal at a time when country audiences were quick to condemn stars who courted the mainstream. Rolling Stone magazine put her on the cover and called her unsinkable. The song 9 to 5 was also the closest that the famously apolitical Parton had ever come to activism. Although they are concealed beneath a sing-along melody, Parton's lyrics offer a sharp indictment of how lives are squandered working for the man. It's a message she drove home when she performed the song at the Oscars the following year, in 1981, in front of a backdrop featuring the slogan, Unite. No matter that the singer was herself living the American dream, shooting from rural poverty to recording studios while she was still a child, 9 to 5 became an anthem for disgruntled office workers everywhere, and Parton, America's unlikely everywoman. In case anyone might accuse her of play-acting, Parton followed the single with a concept album about work called 9 to 5 and Odd Jobs. It was as close to serious as Parton knew how to be. The covers on the album included Deportee, Woody Guthrie's mournful ballad about migrant mortality.
Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on.
Parton picked her moment well. Ronald Reagan was sworn into office while the album was still riding high in the charts, and he would go on to disband unions and prioritise tax cuts for the wealthy. 9 to 5 became a popular vehicle for parody, and it even had an audience with the president when the satire group Capital Steps performed it at the White House. 9 to 5 became Working 9 to 10, a ditty lampooning Reagan's supposedly lax work ethic. More recent covers of 9 to 5 have pulled the song in one of two directions. There are the country singers who have sought to rework it as something more traditional. Alison Krauss had some critical success with a bluegrass version in 2003, and America's first all-vocal country band, Home Free, released a cover on the album Country Evolution in 2015. Then there are the DJs for whom the song has provided bountiful raw material for dance remixes, sometimes entire albums worth.
To watch some shady, just to step on the busman's ladder, but you got dreams you'll never take away. In the same boat, a lot of your friends waiting for the day your ship will come in, the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way.
But Parton looms larger than life in the song's many iterations. She regularly duets with the younger singers who cover it, like a spotlight-savvy fairy godmother, and she has started putting out her own dance remixes on reissues of the album. In 2006, the screenwriter of the original 9-to-5 film, Patricia Resnick, announced that she was turning the film into a musical, and Parton turned her hand to show tunes, picking up a Tony nomination for Best Original Score.
5 to 9, I hate those lonely hours, all that time away from him and all that power. I just love control. I miss him with a passion, and all I can do.
In 2014, the 68-year-old Parton took to the pyramid stage at a particularly muddy edition of Glastonbury, wearing a white, rhinestone-covered cowboy suit. 9-to-5 was the afternoon's most rousing sing-along, and, Parton said later, her biggest thrill. "You did great," she told the audience, which was the largest crowd that the festival had ever seen. "I can't believe you know that song so well." Then she sidestepped into a religious sermon. "Amen," bellowed the crowd, with conviction.
"I can't believe you knew that song that well. Let me hear you sing it again."
"Working 9-to-5, on the way, living barely, getting by. It's all taken in, no giving.
They just
use your mind, and they never give you credit.
It's a
Of all the audiences that Parton has converted, this was perhaps an easy sell. Where better to perform an upbeat anti-work anthem than for a crowd who have escaped their 9-to-5 for one utopian weekend?
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.